particles can come into being and be gone again in as little as 1 × 10⁻²⁴ of a second. Even the most sluggish of unstable particles hang around for no more than 1 × 10⁻⁷ of a second. Some particles are almost ludicrously slippery. Every second, the Earth is visited by 10,000 trillion trillion tiny, all but massless neutrinos, mostly shot out by the nuclear broilings of the Sun, and virtually all of them pass right through the planet and everything that is on it, including you and me, as if it weren't there. To trap just a few of them, scientists need tanks holding up to 12.5 million gallons of heavy water, that is, water with a relative abundance of deuterium in it, in underground chambers, old mines usually, where they can't be interfered with by other types of radiation. Very occasionally, a passing neutrino will bang into one of the atomic nuclei in the water and produce a little puff of energy. Scientists count the puffs, and by such means take us very slightly closer to understanding the fundamental properties of the universe. In 1998, Japanese observers reported that neutrinos do have mass, but not a great deal, about 1/10,000,000th that of an electron. What it really takes to find particles these days is money, and lots of it. There is a curious inverse relationship in modern physics between the tininess of the thing being sought and the scale of facilities required to do the searching.